Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and a longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Great Are the Least in the Kingdom of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. What great praise Jesus gives John the Baptist. He declares that John is the greatest prophet that was ever sent to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. And then Jesus makes a statement that is rather surprising. He says that as great as John is, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. What makes those of us who are in the kingdom of God so great? Greater than John the Baptist. It is not anything that they or we have done, but it is what God has done for them by allowing them and us to live in the time of the fulfillment of our salvation. John probably didn't hear Jesus preach. He heard about Jesus and even sent his followers to ask Jesus if he were the Messiah. He probably never witnessed Jesus' miracles. He was murdered before Jesus was arrested and crucified. He didn't have any idea, of course, that Jesus would be raised to life. He could not have imagined in his wildest dream that Jesus would give himself to us in Eucharist, that the Holy Spirit would come upon his followers and make them preachers and teachers who would work to bring about the kingdom of God, and that many of them would give up their lives for their faith as he would. He never experienced the community that the church was called to be, a community who loved each other because they believed that what they did for their neighbor, they did for Jesus. Could John, who said that he was not worthy to loosen the strap of Jesus' sandal, have imagined Jesus washing the apostles' feet, or his being so familiar as to call them servants no longer, but friends? That Jesus wanted more than just loyalty and obedience, but he wanted an intimate relationship with not only them, but with each of us. John knew who Jesus was, but could he know that Jesus came to call each of us to share his life intimately, and that each of us is called to share in the mission of helping to bring about the kingdom of God on earth? The longer we live, I believe, the more occasion we have to be thankful. Perhaps this is one reality we can be mindful of today, and thank God for the privilege of being born at a time when we can appreciate who we are as members of the body of Christ. We thank God and we ask for the grace to be faithful to the call we have received, to have such an intimate relationship with our God and be invited to help bring about the kingdom of God. Dear loving Jesus, thank you for inviting me to a deep, intimate relationship with you. And thank you for the privilege of letting me help bring about your kingdom. Help me to be faithful and to grow in my response to your invitation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.